Welcome to the What is Stoicism podcast.
Take a moment to settle into a comfortable position in a safe spot where you won't be disturbed, allowing your body to relax and your mind to become present. As we embark on this mindful guided meditation, we'll draw inspiration from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic Roman Emperor, and the insightful reflections of Baltasar Gracian, the 17th century Spanish philosopher. Gently close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Imagine yourself in the shoes of a young Marcus Aurelius, an individual growing up in ancient Rome, under the guidance of esteemed tutors like Fronto, Junius Rusticus, and Diognetus. Your mentors impart invaluable lessons on rhetoric, philosophy, and the intricacies of the world as they prepare you for the arduous task of dealing with wars, plagues, natural disasters, and every other challenge that will come with being Roman Emperor later in life. Yet it's Domitia Lucilla, your mother, who instills in you one of the most profound moral lessons you will ever receive. To not only abstain from wrongdoing, but to shun even the contemplation of it. Reflect on a recent time in your own life when you were faced with a moral dilemma. How did you navigate the situation? Did you prioritize avoiding wrongdoing, not just in action, but also in thought? What lessons can you draw from this experience about the importance of internal moral integrity? Now imagine yourself in the shoes of Marcus Aurelius later in life, as Roman Emperor, writing your meditations. Confirming your commitment to follow the example your mother set for you, you write down the following words. Never count something to your advantage if it's ever going to force you to break a promise, relinquish your modesty, hate or suspect or curse anyone, dissemble, or desire something that needs to be concealed behind walls or curtains. Take a moment to think about your own moral principles. What values do you hold dear? How do you navigate situations where adhering to these principles might prove challenging, especially when no one's watching? Now let's turn our attention to Baltasar Gracian's words of wisdom from his pocket oracle and think about how they may help us with the challenge of eliminating even the contemplation of wrongdoing. Gracian advises living as though always on view. He suggests that the wise person is the one who sees that others see or will see them. The The wise person knows that walls have ears, and that what's badly done is always bursting to come out. Even when alone, the wise person acts as though seen by everyone, knowing that everything will eventually be known. The wise person looks on those who will subsequently hear of their actions as witnesses to them already. The person who wanted everyone to see them wasn't daunted that others could see into their house from outside. Visualize yourself embodying this mindset of transparency and integrity. How might it help to navigate life with the awareness that your actions may one day be scrutinized by others? Gracian's mention of living in a house that others can see into seems to be a reference to the Roman politician and reformer Marcus Livius Drusus, whose house on the Palatine Hill was literally built to allow his fellow citizens to observe everything he did. While Drusus's extreme measure may not align with contemporary notions of personal space, we can still glean insight from the notion of living authentically, without the need for concealment. Reflect on areas of your life where you may be inclined to hide behind metaphorical walls or curtains. How can you cultivate greater transparency and authenticity in these areas? As you continue to contemplate, envision yourself embodying the virtues of integrity and honesty in all aspects of your life. Imagine the freedom that comes from living in alignment with your values, unencumbered by the fear of exposure or judgment. How can you cultivate a mindset that mirrors that of Domitia Lucilla and not only avoids wrongdoing, but actively rejects even the thought of it? Take a few deep breaths, allowing these reflections to settle within you. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing this contemplation to a close. Carry the insights you've gained forward with you. Think and act today as if everything will eventually be known. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the What is Stoicism podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please consider taking a second to leave a rating and a review. It's a good way to let me know you're getting value from the content, and it helps more people discover the show. I appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I recommend checking out the Stoic Handbook podcast by John Brooks. It's one I've been a fan of myself for a while. It has great reviews. John publishes regular episodes that are always filled with practical wisdom, and it's available on all the usual podcast platforms. You can also find it on the web at stoichandbook.buzzsprout.com. Thanks again for listening.